Chapter 1. Headache. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23, 1. My head was killing me. It had been a full day already, but as if that weren't enough, now my head was splitting in two. The timing could have been better. I was in New York City for the presentation of the Heisman Trophy, and I'd spent most of the day exploring New York with my family and friends. But it had taken its toll. A migraine had set in. I guess the travel and schedule had brought it on. I had been traveling non-stop, it seemed, since the conclusion of the regular season a week earlier. I had been blessed enough to win several awards already, including the ones that I was the most proud of, several first-team academic All-American teams. The ceremony took place on the periphery of Times Square, at the Nokia Theater, as it was then called. There were about 20 of the 2,100 in attendance on December 10, 2008, who were pretty nervous for me. Those 20, my parents, siblings and spouses, close friends, Coach Urban Meyer, and Coach Mickey Marotti from the University of Florida, had been on hand to support me throughout the entire season, as always, in good times and bad. Statistically, there had been more good than bad that season. I'd thrown for over 2,500 yards with 28 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I'd also rushed for 564 yards and had 12 touchdowns. But more important, as a team, we'd seen far more good than bad as well. We were 12-1 and had only one close game in the last 2 months, all of them wins. Of course, Colt McCoy and Sam Bradford, both of whom were invited by the Downtown Athletic Club and were seated beside me on the front row, also had great seasons. We hadn't played either team yet. We would be facing Oklahoma and Sam Bradford in the BCS National Championship game a month after the ceremony. Finally, the moment arrived, and none too soon. As the ceremony unfolded, my head was hurting more and more, and I was feeling nauseated. The announcement came from the podium in a moment that none of us would ever forget. The Downtown Athletic Club presents the 2008 Heisman Trophy to Sam Bradford, University of Oklahoma. My phone began vibrating and wouldn't stop for hours. Texts and voicemails from teammates and coaches, all to the effect that we would take it to Oklahoma in the championship game. I wasn't paying attention to the phone, though, as Sam accepted the award. The pounding in my head had continued to intensify. Finally, at a break, I headed out to the bathroom to run cold water over my face. On the way, I passed Coach Meyer and Coach Marotti and could feel the intensity of their disappointment and anger as I approached. They were obviously biased in my favor and were two of my biggest advocates. I caught their eye and mouthed two words. Game on.